Welcome to the Next Level Social Podcast. I'm your host, Ayla Sorachuk, and my purpose is to help female entrepreneurs create businesses and brands through social media and online marketing so they can start to attract their ideal client and start generating the leads, the sales, and the income that they deserve. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and start showing up online like the unstoppable entrepreneur that you are, then this is the perfect place for you. Let's get social. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to a new episode of the Next Level Social Podcast. My name is Ayla, and I am the host of the show, and I'm so excited and honored and grateful to have you here for another episode of the show, whether you are tuning in over on video, which we now have video both on YouTube and Spotify, or if you're just listening and tuning in for the audio version, wherever you listen to your podcasts, I'm so happy to have you here. I cannot believe that we are in December 2023 is when this episode is being recorded, and it's the freaking end of the year. It's Christmas right away. It's the holidays. Life is crazy. I don't know about you guys, but I just feel like the holiday energy vibe is all over the place. But I'm so excited that it's the end of the year. And with that being said, whenever it comes to the end of the year, it's always a great time to reflect. And as a business owner, tangibly look at some of the things that worked over the year, some of the things that didn't. And for me and my business, I like to take a look at the numbers. And so that is what I did yesterday. I looked at my numbers, and I also just want to say, I always look at my numbers. I'm always, every day I look at what's coming in, what's going out. We're always looking at monthly and quarterly, but taking a look at the entire year was quite a moment for me because my business officially hit $500,000 this year in 2023, which is such a big moment for me. The revenue from last year to this year almost doubled, which is wild and something that I'm so humbly proud of and grateful for. And just like, I can't believe it, but I can because I know what worked and what didn't, and I know how to run an online business, and I know it's just going to continue to grow, but you're still always so humbled, at least I am, when looking at things like this and kind of like in a little bit of a disbelief. So that is what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about some of the lessons that I learned this year in 2023 during my first $500,000 year. Freaking insane, because there were some lessons, let me tell you. But I want to share as much as I can with you. So in hopes that you can learn from me and you can create a business and a life like this, because girl, like I say on this podcast all the freaking time, if I can do it, you can do it. All right. So before I dive into there, I feel like I forgot to even mention, if you're on YouTube or Spotify, make sure to subscribe, like this video, leave me a comment. Trying to grow the YouTube channel over there, very slow and steady. I can't wait for 2024 to actually start creating some original YouTube content that isn't just the podcast show. But for now, go give me some love. And if not, make sure to leave me a review on iTunes, share me on social, tag me at Ayla Sorachuk. All of it helps me so much to continue to be able to show up and create content for you here. So I'd be so grateful if you could do any and all of the above. All right, let's dive into some of the lessons that I've learned during my first $500,000 freaking year. Insane. It's just even wild saying that, but here we are. All right, the first thing that I want to share with you is actually, even before that, I digress. I want to preface, none of the lessons and the things that I'm going to talk about today are, first of all, they're things I talk about all the time on the podcast. And so I want to preface that. And none of them and none of it is rocket science. It's all things that you're going to be like, okay. But that's the point, is that I'm going to repeat the same things over and over because these are the things that have worked for me. These are the things that have worked for my clients. And these are the things that I know that can work for you if you actually implement, execute, and stay the course, okay? So I do want to preface that, because even when I was writing them so down, I was like, okay, Ayla, duh. But I'm like, okay, Ayla, duh, yes, because it's worked and this is what you do. So I want to just preface that before I dive into it, okay? So the first one is create and launch offers that you are ob-freaking-cessed with and that you fully embody. Again, not rocket science. So this year I tested a lot of different things out. I tested lots of different offers. I launched an offer on how to create a podcast. I launched an offer on Instagram stories. I launched an offer on how to launch. I lost an offer on personal branding. I launched retreats, content retreats. I launched 3 of them to be exact. I did a whole bunch of different things, and there was some offers that did amazing. Actually, all the ones that I launched, talked about right now, did amazing. But there were some that didn't do as amazing, which we don't even need to talk about them. And one thing I noticed for sure when creating these offers and launching them is that if I was not 100,000,000% behind an offer, if I didn't believe in it, if I wasn't excited about it, those are the offers that didn't go well. My energy wasn't in alignment and I could feel it, and I'm 99.9% sure that my audience could feel it. So when, and then on the flip side, when I created offers that I was obsessed with, like all of the ones that I just mentioned right now, when I talk about my mastermind and private mentorship and On Air and Shattered and all of these, and Ignite, these offers I am obsessed with. These offers I have tested. These offers I know work. These offers I also embody, because I've done and I'm teaching and mentoring on all of the things that I've actually done in my business and my life, and therefore I have credibility and embodiment to actually teach on them. That's definitely something as well to keep in mind, especially in the coaching industry, in the coaching space. If you're packaging up offers and educating on things that you want to talk about, you have to make sure that you've actually done the work in said topic. You've actually proven that your formula or your strategy or your method actually works, and that you've embodied it in some way, shape, or form. I feel like that can be a disconnect too, and kind of goes in hand with what I'm referring to here. So make sure that you believe in your offer. We launched three content immersion retreats this year. 2 of them sold out like hotcakes. 1 of them, nobody bought. And the one that nobody bought, it was our content immersion retreat to Bahamas. And nobody bought that one for lots of different reasons, I think. But I was not behind that offer. I had anxiety around that offer. I didn't feel good about that offer. I spoke to my husband and my family. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do the retreat in the Bahamas. And there's a lot of different reasons why, but a main one was just the timing of it all, the location of it all, the distance and how far it was and how much we'd have to charge to be able to execute properly. And my business partner in my retreat business, my sister-in-law, was at that time 8 months pregnant, and then when we were going to the Bahamas, would have just had a newborn. And logistically, there was so much unknown around that that I felt anxiety and anxious, and I didn't feel like it was the right move. But I felt, to be honest, guilty a little bit, because everyone around me still wanted to go ahead with it, and so I felt this pressure. But in my bones, in my gut, I did not want to do it. My energy wasn't there. I vocalized it out loud. I thought it out loud. I wasn't excited about it. And thank God, because looking back, none of it would have worked out, but it didn't sell. It didn't sell. However, when we launched our first content immersion retreat in Tulum and then our 3rd one in Banff, I was so excited about both of them. They felt right. The timing was there. The way that we could price felt right. You know, all the launch, we were so excited about. We had such good themes for them, and it was fun, it was flowy, it was an intuitive, and my energy was a full body held to the yes behind them. And like I said, we sold them both out. So that's to give you an example, and that is where so much revenue success actually be able to come into play when we're creating from a place that is fully in alignment. And I heard this quote the other day that goes hand in hand in this. If you could create, launch, sell something every single day, that regardless of how much money you would make, or even let's say you had millions of dollars in the bank right now, but you still wanted to create an offer, if you were excited about creating an offer and launching it, regardless of, you know, how rich you were, what would you talk about? What would you sell, and how would you show up? If you're so excited to talk about Instagram stories, even if you had millions in the bank, you still are passionate about talking about Instagram stories or fashion or fitness, that's a very good indicator that it's what you should be talking about, what you should be teaching, what you should be launching and selling. So that's a good indication to know if your energy is in full alignment with what it is that you're launching and creating. Okay, so that is lesson number 1. Lesson number two, and I talk about this all the time, and I will continuously talk about this all the time, is treat your current customers and your current clients like goddamn royalty, okay? I'll say this till I'm blue in the face because this is such an important piece lesson to me, and it's definitely something that has single-handedly created massive reoccurring revenue into my business in order for me to be able to hit this $500,000 year this year, is the lifetime value of my current customers and clients. I have had some of my clients with me for over 2 years. Shout out to, you know, my OGs like Kelly. If you know, you know. She's been in my mastermind basically since the beginning, and she continuously signs up because she sees so much value in the community and the accountability and all of the things that I provide, because I love on her and the women that are in my sphere so freaking much. With that being said, this is also why I believe in having a ladder suite, product suite, because people come into my world. Some of them come in with my free offerings, whether it's freebies, whether it's trainings. Then from there, they go into my low ticket self-study courses. Then because I even make those courses as value jam-packed as I possibly could, it doesn't matter if someone comes into my offer, into my world with a free offer. It doesn't matter if someone comes into my world with a $200 offer. It doesn't matter if someone comes into my world with a $20,000 offer. I am giving them my all in whatever the promised outcome and transformation is. So with that being said, I know that when people come into my world and my self-study courses, because I go above and beyond, because I love on them so hard, because I try to give, there's no gatekeeping in my world. I'm spilling all the tea. And because of that, I know, because they've told me now so many times over and over, they think, holy crap, if this is what Ayla just gave me for free, or if this is what Ayla just gave us in this self-study $200 program, imagine what her mastermind's going to be like. Imagine what working with her one-on-one would be like. I'm going to now go from here, and then I'm going to go into this next level of support and mentorship, and then so on and so forth. And that's called lifetime value of your customers. When your one customer ends up generating multiple reoccurring revenue payments on different levels, this is huge. This is big business moves. This is customer service. This is value. This is impact. This is transformation. This is the vibe if you want to hit numbers like my business has been able to generate this year. So treat your customers and your clients like goddamn royalty, and they will return the favor and they will stake with you for a long time, right? I always say it's quantity over quality. Yes, on social media and with the vanity metrics, but that's also with the clients in your world. And my clients, especially my private clients and my mastermind clients, they are number one above all else. I check in with them. I watch them. I know what's happening in all of their businesses. I take notes on our calls, of course, but I'm watching. Remember, I was in one of my first masterminds, and I could tell that the mentor didn't really know what was going on in my business or what was going on in some of the other students' businesses. She was just there to support us in real time, but she wasn't actively watching us and actively invested. And everyone does things differently, but that is not my vibe. I want to know exactly what's going on in everyone's business that is in my retainers. I'm like a silent business partner, a fly on the wall to ensure that they are getting the support from me that they need. And so I'm prepared and I'm invested and I'm showing up for them so they can show up for themselves, okay? I hope you can feel the passion that I'm emanating right now, either through the camera or on the mic, because it's so important to me and it should be so important to you. The people that are in your world now, love on them, and it'll be the best thing for your business and your life, okay? Number three, something again that I speak about all of the time, build a magnetic brand that is fully you and no one else, okay? I get asked all the time, Ayla, how do I stand out? How do I get successful? How do I make my content like hers and hers, and she's doing this and this one's doing this? First thing is stop asking yourself all of those questions. Stop focusing on what she's doing and the results that she's getting and how many followers or how many sales or how much revenue. None of it matters, okay? This is something that is definitely a mindset shift, but it's going to be something that genuinely helps expand your business so much when you can really get into your own lane and just start focusing on you and start showing up with your content, with your offers fully as you and no one else. That's always going to be your superpower. We hear that all the time, right? No one is you and that is your superpower. But that genuinely couldn't be more, that is what sets you apart. And that is what's going to attract your unique ideal client to you, all right? You want to show up with what you actually think and feel, what you actually know, what you believe in, what you're passionate about. Because the more authentically you show up as you, the more authentically you speak as you, that's going to attract your tribe, your vibe, your people. And when we get so worked up into what everyone else is doing and how they're showing up and what they're wearing and their color scheme and their content and their offers, and we're just trying to repeat what they're doing, that with a little bit of shifting here and there, it's not going to work. Okay, I'm telling you that firsthand, it will not work. You have to be speaking and creating and showing and launching and selling as you. That's what builds powerful magnetic brands that stand out from the crowd, right? So keep that in mind. We don't just want to be replications of other people in the space and in our industry. That is where you're going to get lost in the sea of content. And that is not what we want, okay? And even when you're thinking to yourself, well, this is my opinion, but it might be controversial, or maybe I'm going to lose some followers. When that thought comes into your mind, let me be the motivation to push you. Then that's exactly what you should be showing up and talking about, right? You want to make people think, you want to make people question. And if someone doesn't agree with you, that's okay. Let them unfollow you, because it's going to make space for those that do agree with you or that do see value in what you're sharing. And that's going to attract your people, your ideal clients, your business partners and builders and friends and mentors. So show up as you and don't be afraid to, you know, maybe spark a little conversation that might feel controversial. That's what is going to attract people to you, and that's what's going to make you stand out. And when you can create a brand that stands out, that's different, that's unique, that captures people's attention, so build a magnetic brand that attracts and sells, and that is going to be what lasts the test of time when it comes to showing up on this space and launching and selling and creating big revenue, okay? Number four, something that I did a few times this year, which is collaboration. Collaborate with like-minded people that complement you. So very similarly to comparisons, oftentimes we think like, oh, you know, she's in my space. I don't want to, you know, collaborate with her because, you know, we have the same audiences, or my offers are same as her offers. I want you to switch that thinking and that perspective right away, because I'm so big on collaboration over competition and knowing that there's room for us all. And so collaborate, whether that's collaborating on other people's podcasts, whether that's collaborating and going live with people that are in your space, whether that is collaborating with actually creating offers, which is something that I did. So like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I collaborated with my sister-in-law on two content immersion retreats this year. And then I also collaborated with my dear friend and previous client, Taylor McDonald, on a course called Identity, which was all about personal branding. And three of those products and launches were some of the most successful of the entire year. And it was so beneficial, of course, monetarily and revenue-wise, but more than that, it introduced me and my brand to their networks and their audiences. So right then and there, we're expanding. It was so powerful because I got to meet new clients and potential clients. Many of the women that came to our content immersion retreat in Tulum ended up coming into my mastermind or private clients and are still with me to this day. So it's these things are networking, they are brand building, and they're powerful in addition to creating multiple streams of revenue. So if there's somebody that you look up to, if there's somebody that's in your world, I like to call them our niche neighbors. If there's somebody who has an audience of people that you think would be an amazing audience for you or have the same ideal client with you, find ways to partner up and collaborate, because that was such a game changer for me this year and something that I'm actually so proud of and grateful for. So that is another thing. I got out of my comfort zone, by the way, like I said, especially with the content retreats. I gotta give kudos to my sister-in-law here. It's definitely something that she pushed us into doing. It was scary and nerve-wracking. It was something that we never did before. I didn't know. I had done events in the past because I was a wedding and event planner many, many moons ago. So I knew how to execute an event and put a schedule together and, you know, have gifts and organize all of that. But actually being responsible for 10 female entrepreneurs over a period of 3 days and executing, helping them create content in real time and mentoring them in real time face to face in a foreign country that wasn't my homeland definitely was out of my comfort zone, and it was scary. I didn't sleep the whole 3 days before the retreat, but like I said, it was one of the biggest and best decisions I've ever done in my business, and it expanded so much of me, mind, body, soul, business, everything. So try new things, collaborate, get out of your comfort zone, okay? Now, this brings me into my next point, which is stay hella consistent. Show up and sell every freaking day, okay? Again, not rocket science. Obviously, if we want to hit multiple six figures in our business, we have to be selling. But I'm telling you, this is something that I have to repeat continuously all of the time to the women that are in my world because we get in our own way when it comes to selling, okay? So just remember that selling needs to happen, okay? I know, shocking, right? But it does. And you need to get in the habit of selling and talking about your offer every single day, whether that's in your stories, whether that's on your grid, whether that's in an email, whether that's in a live, whether that is literally following up with someone in the DMs. They always say like the fortune is in the follow-up, and that couldn't be more truer. It doesn't mean that we're cold messaging people and randomly messaging people out of nowhere. Like that's not a vibe. But if somebody reached out to you and they're curious about your offer, and you haven't heard back from them in a few days, it is your job, it is customer service to follow up with them, okay? So you got to be showing up and selling. And just because you post about your offer once doesn't mean anything. Yes, somebody could reach out and say, hey, I wanna buy it right then and there. That happens, but it's rare, okay? Even for the big influencers in the world, even for me, I know that people take a minute before they actually go and physically open their purse, grab their credit cards, and make a purchase. I know even my own buying behavior. When I want something, it takes me a minute. It is effort to get my butt off the couch and grab my credit card. So these are like the people that are watching you, but they're watching and they're waiting and they're thinking and they're talking it out. And they want to make sure that whatever it is that you're selling is actually credible and actually creates the transformation that they desire. So it's your job to just keep showing up and talking and proving it to them, okay? I can't tell you how many clients I have that are in my world right now that reached out to me months, if not years ago, and it just took a minute. So just don't forget about that. And every single time you show up with an offer in some sort of sales capacity, you're warming somebody up that's watching, and they're getting warmer and warmer and warmer, and then all of a sudden they're hot. All of a sudden they finally reach out. All of a sudden you have a conversation, and all of a sudden you have a powerful sale, and it creates this ripple effect, okay? So you've got to be showing up, and then following up and staying consistent, okay? So consistency goes hand in hand. Again, not rocket science here. We hear this all the time, but to be successful, especially in business and in life, you don't need to be different. You just have to be what most people aren't, which is consistent, okay? The average person isn't consistent. They stop, they give up. They go to the gym for 3 weeks, then they stop. They drink smoothies for 2 weeks, and then they stop. They post on social media for a week, and then they stop. So this isn't you. If you're listening to this podcast right now, I already know you're a big business woman badass. So just keep staying consistent, okay? And I don't want you also, this goes hand in hand, to be risk adverse. If you want big things to happen this year in your business and in your life, you need to make big moves and you need to take risks. It's very easy to avoid taking risks and staying in your comfort zone. Again, back to my content immersion retreat example. But the biggest risk in life it is not to take a risk, if that makes sense. So I want you taking leaps of faith this year. I want you taking risks. I want you doing things out of your comfort zone because that's when things can shift. If I did everything the exact same that I did as I did in 2022, in 2023, I probably would have hit the same revenue target, if not less. But because I did all of these different things that felt scary and made me nervous and made me uncomfortable, I know that played a big piece of why my business revenue doubled, okay? All right, we have three more lessons from this year, and then we're going to wrap it up. I told my husband, bless him, who's filming this episode and recording it, that I was going to try to keep it under 20 minutes, but it looks like we are already at 25 minutes. So let's see if we can wrap this up in 5 minutes and keep it a nice little 30-minute episode for you guys, because I know that you love the short and sweet, condensed, super valuable episodes from me. So this one is short, but this is something I know has really helped my business this year, which is stop multitasking. As women especially, we think that we can do it all, and we can do it all, but that doesn't mean that we should be. So I really want you to make a conscious effort to stop multitasking, because it ultimately does make us less productive, believe it or not. So I really want you to try to get into the habit of focusing on one thing at a time, which is why I speak all the time on planning out, theming out our days according to the different things that we have going on, and time blocking our days. And when we can get laser focus on one specific task at a time, this is drastically going to increase our productivity, our efficiency, our business results. It's going to help grow and scale. And I just can't speak about it enough. So this is something that I used to do all the time. I was your girl that had 10 million different email tabs open. I would answer an email, then I would send a task, then I would post something, then I would go, you know, do the laundry really quickly, and then nothing was getting done, even though I felt like I was doing so many things. Everything was being half-assedly done. And so the second I was like, no, I'm going to do an hour of cleaning up my inbox right now and responding to DMs. Then I'm going to do another hour of creating content and batching. Then I'm going to do another hour of laundry and emptying out the dishwasher and washing the floors, whatever it is. When we can time block and dedicate specific time to specific tasks, massive productivity increases and results increase. Okay. So that was a short and sweet one. We have two left. Last but not least, this one's a big one. And this is one I know so many of you listening relate to. I know so many of my girls relate to, myself included, is letting go of perfectionism. This is definitely something that I have struggled with many a time. I think everything has to be perfect, my house, the aesthetic, all of the things. And while I love things to look beautiful and shiny, it doesn't mean that absolutely everything has to be done. If we think if it's not done perfect, then what's the point of doing it? We're giving and doing ourselves a massive disservice. So especially in the beginning days, if you want to get the momentum going and you want to see quick results start to happen, messy action over perfectionism, okay? Once you start, get it out there, put it up, send it, post it, and forget about it, okay? Consistency and showing up and creating that brand awareness is way more important than having the perfect website and the perfect graphics and all of the shiny things, okay? That is something that you just need to let go in your mind. Of course, once your brand gets established and once you get to a place where you're able to outsource tasks and you have a graphic designer and a website developer and a videographer, of course, things should start to enhance. You're paying people, professionals, to help you. But in the beginning days, my God, girl, just let go of the perfectionism, because it is holding you way back and you're never going to be able to grow and scale and hit the numbers that you want to be hitting if you're living in this perfectionism bubble. Okay, last lesson from my first $500,000 freaking year, which is self-care is number one. It trumps everything that we just talked about, especially for me anyways. I know that if I am not showing up for me, mind, body, and soul, all of these other things that we talked about will fall through the cracks. If I'm not moving my body, if I'm not eating healthy, if I'm not trying to get outside, definitely something that I need to work on for sure, especially as someone that works indoors, but getting sunlight, drinking water, spending quality time with my family and friends, setting boundaries with my clients and my friends, making sure that I'm not working myself to a bone and burning out, all of these things, if they're not at the forefront, nothing else matters. We will not be able to show up in our business. We will not be able to show up for our clients, our customers, our family, our friends, and most importantly, ourselves. So whatever self-care looks like for you, I know it looks different for everybody, but those are the things that are non-negotiables for me. And I know they impact my revenue. I know that if I don't move my body at least 4 times a week, I feel depleted. I feel depressed. I feel negative. I don't want to show up. It is in a 1,000,000% a direct correlation to how I'm able to sell and monetize. Same with getting enough sleep. I'm not sure if I mentioned that one, but that one is huge, huge, huge. If I am not getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep, I am not able to show up. So all of these things are important. Your business and your life truly depend on it, okay? So those are some of my lessons to my first $500,000 year. I hope that you found them helpful. And if you're looking for support this year, whether it's mentorship, whether you're looking for a community of female entrepreneurs to lock up with, definitely check out the links in my show notes. We have a couple spots left for the mastermind in 2024. The price for the mastermind, by the way, I should have said this at the beginning because I know a lot of you sign off at this point, but if you're here, you get to know the price for the mastermind and my private mentorship both go up at the end of the year. So at the end of December 2023, and we have limited spots. So I'll leave links to both and details and information in my show notes of how you can jump into my world this year and start to grow and scale your beautiful business online, because girl, it's your year. Now's your time. All right, if you like this episode, I'd be so grateful if you took a screenshot, shared on social, tag me at Ayla Sorchuk. And until then, if you're listening to this in real time, happy freaking holidays. Take some time to do you. Get into the spirit. I know that not everyone is in the spirit right now, but we're gonna turn it around. So get into the Christmas spirit and just spend some good quality time with those that mean the most from you. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. Have a beautiful freaking day. Love you. Take care.